Tomorrow, NASA is set to launch the first in-space test of its new Orion spacecraft. The mission could mark the beginning of America's return to human space exploration and even a manned journey to Mars. Kelly Beatty is senior contributing editor for Sky and Telescope. He's with us now in the studio. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Jeremy.
And give us the short view here. What are we expecting to see tomorrow?
So this spacecraft is going to be no one on board, and it's going to go around the Earth twice and then splash down in the Pacific, launch from Florida, and end up in the Pacific. And it's a test of systems, and in particular, it's a test of the reentry system because it's going to come screaming back into the Earth at about 20,000 miles an hour, and that will test whether or not it can withstand all that heat and the stress.
And now, this is a design that's very different than the space shuttle that was retired a few years ago.
Oh, yes, but you know, it's been 40 years since Americans have had that image of astronaut capsules parachuting out of the sky and splashing down in the ocean. And that's what we're going to be having again. Yes, the space shuttle landed like an airplane, but this is like Back to the Future.
What is the advantage of a capsule?
Well, for one thing, this is this capsule is kind of a derivative of the old Apollo capsules that took us to the moon. It's kind of scaled up. I want you to imagine something about as big as your living room and stretching up to your cathedral ceiling. Hmm. It has a lot more volume than the old Apollo capsules did, but it's a tried and true technology, obviously updated, but it's a design that works.
And what are they hoping to learn from this flight that they could use in a mission to Mars later on?
Yeah, well, it's a stepwise kind of thing. First, you need to make sure that everything works, as I said. The next step, which will probably come in about 3 years, is to take the same spacecraft and to send it around the moon and to come back again, no crew. And then by maybe 2020, the first crew will head back to the moon and go visit an asteroid that has been conveniently placed in orbit there to grab a sample.
And then when does this thing or something like it head to the red planet?
You are very eager.
Let's go to Mars, Kelly.
Probably, you know, 2030. Mars is a long ways away. It's the nearest planet to the Earth, at least much of the time. Venus can get a little closer. But anyway, but it's so far away. It's a six-month journey to get there, and that's going fast. You have to stay for a while, and then you have to come back. The idea of having this crew being away for so long is pretty scary and technologically daunting.
Now, President Obama canceled Orion's predecessor project, Constellation, back in 2010, in part due to costs and a lack of clear goals. Does Orion face the same risks of uncertainty?
It does, especially with a change of administration coming. But Obama inherited a program, Constellation, some of which he kept, and Orion is one of the pieces he kept. The parts that got scrapped were largely the launch vehicles and also the mission. So this is a kind of one-size-fits-all. The launcher called the Space Launch System will be multipurpose. The part that attaches to Orion and supplies the engine and all of that, believe it or not, is going to be built by the Europeans, by the Airbus company. So it is, in a sense, an international operation.
Does NASA face funding troubles coming up? Is there a chance that the new Congress would cut the budget? Is that something that they're talking about?
It's less a chance that Congress would cut the budget because there are so many districts, congressional districts, that have NASA facilities
and very
in them.
Powerful senators.
But
states,
just as happened when Obama took office, he took the existing program, which George W. Bush had approved, and first canceled it and then recast it. So I suspect the same thing could happen. But we're getting pretty far down the road here on this one. I think we'll keep it.
And this one is a NASA vehicle, right? This is not a private company's spacecraft.
Yeah, you raise a good point. I mean, in the last few months, we've heard about SpaceX and Orbital Sciences and Virgin Galactic, and most recently, the European Space Agency landing on a comet. Where the heck is NASA? I think this is a great opportunity for our space agency to get back into the spotlight.
But do you think it's possible? And Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX, has already announced his intentions to get a vehicle to Mars. Do you think it's possible that the private sector beats NASA in getting to Mars?
Not with people. You know, I think we can creating robots is relatively easy compared to getting people there and back.
Safely.
Safely. And that would apply to the moon, too. I mean, one of the things about Bush's model was that he was going to go to the moon first and then maybe eventually go to Mars. Obama kind of sidestepped that and said, let's do an asteroid, which I find very interesting and exciting scientifically, and then use that as stepwise to go to Mars. We need to get these astronauts out of Earth orbit and onto these deep space missions.
When do we do what they do in Interstellar and go through a black hole into a warp?
Well, you haven't heard. It's next week sometime.
Oh, next week. Good. Yeah. I'll be watching.
The interstellar science is fabulous, but it's just not for people.
All right. Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope, thanks as always.